school?
Yeah, it's going now. So, which question was on? I lost my train of thought again.
What advice do you have concerning the preserve and its management?
Yeah, that's the one I just answered.
Can you describe any of the trails in the area? And what do you know about their use in the past and present?
Well, I know the one that stands out in my mind the most would be the 70-mile trail. And that one is, it's still used, and historically it's used to, as a supply trail to some of the mining camps in the upper 70-mile country. And, it's important today for, people to access, different, subsistence resources, hunting for moose, or, gathering firewood. Sonia and I run our dogs on it quite a bit. We've been using it for training our dogs because it's close and it's something that we can access easily when the river's not ready to travel on. So that's one of the main trails that's pretty close to us. There's the trail that are across the river, going over to the lakes across the river, that people have been using for firewood, trapping, and things like that. The 70-mile trail has a long history of trapping on it, too. And then further downriver, you have the Boulder Creek Trail, which is an access trail that leads down the Ford Lake. The Ford Lake Trail, that cuts off that big bend, that 6-mile bend is a shortcut to get you down river to the mouth of the 70-mile river. And then there's the Lord Lake Trail, which leads down to the mouth of the Taconic River. And it cuts off the big bend below 70-mile river. And it's back to the shortcut. People don't have to travel right on the river right there. And then there's some trails that run up the Potomac River, usually right on the river down the road. And then getting down into the preserve, there's various trap line trails down Trout Creek and 4th of July Creek down there. A lot of those that you see on the map have been down that far. So, mostly right around the area, well, I'm mostly familiar with the 70-mile, Lord's Lake Trail, Boulder Creek, Trail across the river, that sort of thing.
How far are we going to be able to feed the eagle? When you think about the feed the eagle, what do you see?
I see in this community, you know, I would like to see some younger people move into the community that would kind of maybe provide some enthusiasm and kind of help move this community down the road into the future. I think that would help overall. I think we have a lot of older people in the community, and so I think we're kind of moving into sort of a new era. And that's when I say I'd like to see some younger people coming in the community. I think, you know, we do have a lot of young people in the community right now. We have a lot of kids. And so as far as future business opportunities and things like that, I think people, stony clothing, living in some sustainable way, supporting the community, whether it be like wind and solar power and generation, gardening, doing some more things to kind of help support the community on a local level. That's what I hope to see this community move forward in the future, is sort of having all those different things coming in. I'd like the sustainable guiding opportunities, small business, stuff like that, would be good for the community in the future.
Can you think about and then make the infrastructure that you can
future future. So when you hear the word sustainability, it's so joyful for things to come along, and I think when you have to start looking at things, like I said, getting up your rate from the pool locally, and then you get to enjoy the troops and targets. You know, if you're looking at time, then you can call up damp clouds, and you can put together an order for it, and it's flying out of the airplane, and we can expect it to meet to get there. And, you know, 100 years ago, it wasn't like that. And 100 years from now, I don't think it's going to be like that either. Stop that.